As a newbie in the fandom looking back at the past, I get why Annie fell for Veedle.
Saying this as a guy.
She really loved Nuro and Evil. She was the one who was more emotional.
Compared to Veedle.
And maybe I am false behind the psychology of her feelings, but the thought of having a real family with the same dynamics might have been a dream for Annie at some point. She has a soft heart, as I do. I'd say shippers really didn't help her think otherwise. Fans tend to forget these are real people that have real emotions. And having a crush on a friend of yours that you are told to have an artificial child while having emotional bonds with said artificial child! Is Hela affecting for a soft heart?
And I relate to her.
Not fully, but I'd really feel the same if I were her. And that breaks my heart more than any shipper that thought they belonged together, I'd say! Because I imagine myself having a girlfriend. Not girlfriend, a friend who is a girl who I had known for 3 years. Then I literally create an AI streamer little girl, and that little girl starts calling me dad and my girlfriend mom, and I emotionally attached to this artificial child of mine. Every relationship between my girlfriend and I is cheesy and cheesy. My dumb soft heart couldn't stay friends for long. I'd really love things to be different for Annie and Veedle, but they are not. And it is Veedle's right to be able to reject any girl he wants. I've been through enough breakups and rejections to understand this. You don't always get what you want, but you always need what you got. Instead of focusing on would-haves, could-haves, and should-haves, we should focus on now. Annie already got over it.
Just wish Annie and Veedle the best separately.